This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Press start.
No, it's not ready yet.
I press start.
All right.
Only when he's ready.
Let's get to work.
Stand behind it. You're seeing the proper in the viewfinder. Not yet.
Press where to start.
Well then. No, you could just leave it. That's fine.
Parshas Truma, the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Yid. Zei zogt, the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, the Mishkan is a replica of the Yid. The Mishkan is a replica of what the Yid really is. The Emes Mishkan is B'Seich Kalecha V'Echad Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. You're building a Mishkan in your heart. Charedim. The Nefesh HaChaim says V'chein Tasu. It says by the Binyan HaMishkan Kashetzivash, v'chein tasu. Zok the nefesh achayim, Mishar Dalid, says, no, nefesh, v'chein tasu doesn't mean just to do it. V'chein tasu is atzmechem. That's a chuf boin. A person has to build himself. You know, rabbis say today, we're busy building yeshivas, mitmeistas. Got to bring the mensch alein. Got to build up people, Rabbi say. Got to build up people. Because the true Mishkan and the true Bati Mikdash are the people. I don't know how many people understand what the Nefesh HaChaim actually is saying. You know, everyone learns it. How many people understand it? What it literally, what it says, it's saying something. It's saying that the real Mishkainais, the Mensch Alein, has Mizmachiv a Mensch, and you destroy a person. What makes that Va'asuli mikdash, and fashteitzach v'chein tasvus atzmechem. Every person is responsible to build himself. Just like you have to build yenim, the other person, you need to make sure you build yourself too. So let's discuss what it means bayin. What is what's bayin? What are we building? How does one build? What's is called gebayt, mebayt a mensch. You build a person. You're building yourself. So let's understand Binyan HaMishkan a little bit. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing that we have to point out. Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'saicham. So is it a mikdash or is it a mishkan? According to the pasuk Gedav Zayin, that we should call it a mikdash. You know, I like to learn simple. I say, given a Talmud for the Nitziv. Nitziv with Gelem Pshatov. Pashta. Let's read together. Va'asuli Mishkan. Let me mikdash. It's called the Mishkan. No, it's not called the Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan is called the Mishkan. So which one is it? Vasu li Mishkan? So the truth is, Avad de Vasu li Mikdash refers to the Beis HaMikdash as well. And of course, we can upload in the Sugya, Bariches, Mishkan, Mikdash. Good. But one thing is for sure. In this Pasuk, it's referring to the Mishkan too. And it's called Mikdash. Yet the Mishkan is called Mishkan. And the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, is called Beis HaMikdash. So let me tell you a deher that I was thinking. I'll share with you a deher. Ready, Rabbi Isa? You masking? Masking?
Okay.
The outer structure of the Mishkan. Our states had walls, right? The Mishkan had walls. Where did they get all this wood to make these walls? Atzei Shittim, yeah. Where did they get Atzei Shittim? You know how much wood you need? It's the Chacham Hain, a tremendous warehouse of wood that was needed. So Bamis, Rashi already tells us, it's based on a Tanchuma. Rashi says that Yankiv Avinu knew that one day they'll have to build a Mikdash, a Mishkan. So he planted in Mitzrayim trees. And when they left with these trees. Now, why did it have to be that they planted in Mitzrayim these trees? And the answer is because you probably couldn't plant it in the Midbar, right? In the Stam and Midbar, they couldn't plant it. That's how you'd learn Kipshuta, yeah? Hat Megidav Shlepin, right? When you don't have local materials, if Costco's is not around the corner, right? Not Costco, what's the other place? Home Depot, on Childekant. Home Depot is not around the corner.
And Lowe's.
That's actually, I was thinking about Lowe's, but I don't like to say the word Lowe's. I like highs. If Lowe's is not around, travel, you have to import, yeah? So why couldn't they have it from Canaan? Why couldn't Yankiv plant it in Canaan? So the teretz is, because why do you have to have two, right? It doesn't have to go from Canaan to Mitzrayim. And from Mitzrayim to the Midbar. Or maybe Yankiv Avinu saw the Mishkan only in Mitzrayim. That's a lot deeper than that. That these beams of wood needed to see Shibud Mitzrayim. It needed to see Nisei Mitzrayim. It needed to be part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a chelik from Yetzias Mitzrayim. No. Ich sag es. Ich halt das ein. It's original. You like it? You like the vent? You like it, Rabbi Yankala? You like it? Huh? Halt mitten. Okay. The chakluge yid. He knows I'm not just going to say a veltl and gave weiter. Part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which of course was the Geula based on the Shibud Mitzrayim, these woods had to see a lot. The vent from the Mishkan had to see a lot. You can't just go to Lowe's and buy wood macha Mishkan. Doesn't work that way, Rabbi Isai. Yeah. The woods have to be eingeweckt. They have to be in dripping. That's not the right word in English. Eingeweckt. Yeah. Soaked. Saturated. Eingesagt. Saturated. But something very, very special. And I'll tell you where I got this from. I saw that Ibn Ezra quotes this Rashi. And he says he's not masking to Rashi. Not masking. Why? How could it be that they said they're going to leave Mitzrayim for 3 days? Yeah. For Shleisha Yamim. And all of a sudden, let's bring all the cranes. You understand what it's to schlep all this wood?
With your Kriyas Yamsef.
mit Kriyas Yaakov. Ich weiß, was tut sich ab. Ich weiß, was angeschleppt. They had to bring truckloads of... He says, it's impossible that Pari didn't pick up. He says, to say that they took it with them from Mitzrayim, he says, not shaykh, not shaykh. The answer is, ach, not shaykh. See, it's chaylik on this tanchuma. It's a tanchuma. That the woods did not come from Mitzrayim, Yankiv Avinu's planting. Lemaisa, the Daskenim also says it's impossible. So he says, so where did he get the woods from? It was in the Midbar. There was wood in the Midbar. Huh? There was wood in the Midbar. Yeah. And he says, Amer Dike Raya. What's his Raya? Because the Bnei Yisrael was Zanu B'Shitim. Why was it called Shitim? And the Teretz is because there were Shitim trees. That's where the Shitim trees were. It's Azeizak the Daske. Shitim. There was Zanu B'Shitim in the Midbar. Why was it called Shitim? Atzi Shitim. That's where the wood came from. Like you have Yericha is Ira Tamarim, right? Because the palm trees are there. Shitim has the Atzi Shitim. But as we cook the rain in Ebenezer, you see a bissel anandere knechta, anandere knech. The Ebenezer says that actually around Har Sinai, the Atzi Shitim was around Har Sinai, and when they came to Sinai for Kabbalah, Satazay Zakh Ebenezer Fanat. And this is what they used for the Mishkan. No. So, what's a coincidence? Now, we all know that there were beautiful flowers around Har Sinai. I mentioned to you many times that Sinai, was the yesod of where we learn all the minhagim of a wedding. Yeah. Interesting, right? Sinai is all the wedding. And they say, you're with me, yeah? Dailam's with me, yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. But I thought about it. The Gemara says that Rebbe was not a netiyah. He planted. What did he plant? You know what he planted? What? What did he plant on Purim? So the tea was a... No. It was a tree. Planted trees.
It doesn't say.
It says. Arniki. He planted trees to build a base chasnus. Yeah? He planted a tree to build a base chasnus. So he planted a tree for a base chasnus. Where did it come from, this Indian of planting a tree to build a base? Where does it come from, B'chalap? Samadna, to plant trees, and that itself was the Simcha Redi. Interesting, by Maimed HaSinai, there were definitely flowers. That we know, because Shavuos Machmedach flowers. Shebeile Alek, it says, that's where the minig comes from, that we have flowers by Achasna. It's a Rishon. He says that that's also the Inyan of music by a chasana, because there was Kaila Sabrakin. Now, okay, he didn't know that one day that's all it's going to sound like is Kaila Sabrakin. Can't say. But I gather once went to the Taina, where is the Brakin? Brakin is the Blitzen, the photography. Stomach. What the Shibali Alekit give Shribin Hind, what the Gazak, it has to do with the photographer. Okay, Akabam does not. Vitzabe, Einzach is club. The Minhagim from the Chasene, come from Maimed HaSinai. The Chasene goes out to the Kala, the Chuppe, right? I, in fact, the Kasha, the Chuppe, given Kvir. Skafaleim Hakagigis was Kvir. So we learn chuppah from there. The shotgun wedding in English, shotgun wedding, but they're forced for it. So we always pay off in the maral. The maral says that the kfir was mitazei got libet to the rebbeinu shleim. There was so much ahava. The doubt itself was the kfir. You mentioned main rebbeinu shleim forced us by scaring us of a cat. Ki chayla sahava. There was so much ahava that on them nafshi yatzah bedabrim. That's the kfiya. We had no choice. Where does the trees, Rabbi Natan Natiya, where did the trees come from? Where the Targum says, "Mekum in Har Sinai," said, "No, Bema, there were trees there." And these trees, it's an Ebenezer, trees from Har Sinai, Hatmin, they chopped it off.
They had
Mil Kedusha
from Har Sinai.
So you're saying the Vat on me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Mezaktach. That's the best of Simcha for Nashi. You know what the nicest thing in a shir is? I'll tell you the truth, Chapesai. I say shirim all day, everywhere, all the time. It doesn't mean much to me anymore. Hazichzeh, what I mean, okay, I don't mean it the way you understand it. I don't mean it's a gevahana, I get to talk, Hashir, Bach Hashem. Pastor Eilim zakt mit, and the Eilim is...
Well, listen.
Das ist Hashir, you hear? See here, I'm here, dicke Sach. Huh? You know what's interesting? Del Mishkan. And again, I have to be my dalam. Ibn the Khalid Fish. I'm not into all these Nyan Gvayim. That's the truth. But I don't know, it's almost boiled to me. The Mishkan, the Ramban says, what was the Mailas HaMishkan? That they went back like the oil of the Ovis. The oil of the Ovis, Shashchina Yeshara Aleim. Yeah. Avram Yitzhak Mityankiv, the oil of Avis, they went back to the Mishkan, Shakesh Bachu, the Shechinah's Geven Me'ala Aleim. You know, there's an interesting Medrash, Rabbi Yisrael. Medrash says, Zav Chesav in a Chayshev, Zav is connected to Avinu, Kesav is connected to Yitzchak, because he became Nichsav, he became clean, Nichsav, carbon, the Chayshev. The ingredients in the walls of the Mishkan and the Teichen HaMishkan was the Avos. The Ramban says clearly, what was the Tachlis? It was to rebuild the replica of their Shtub from the Avos. First Ramban, they say, in the Agdama Tishmais, that the Tachlis was to come back to Mishkan Ha of the Avos. Okay? The whole Indian of the building of the bayis, where the Mishkan the Rebbein Shlom rests, which is really the bayis. There's a very nice, beautiful word from Rashiva Ramesha, Zech Tzadik Levracha. Shiva Zak, what's the pshat? That every time we talk about the Mishkan, Gleichot Mishmira Shabbos. Shabbosai Se Tishmayer, Mes Mikdashi Tiro, the year from the Mikdash. Savada, we all know that the Shabbos, Lecha Shabbos, but the truth is it's even more than that. The whole Mahus of Shabbos is all the Malachas was Geit Arayin in the Mishkan. It's more than that. What is Malach? What's called Shmira Shabbos? Only what is given by in the Mishkan. That's Tamat Chira, basically. Pasha the Pshad is Mishkan is more than Shabbos. No, you see the opposite. See more than that. Nit Mishkan is Shabbos. Nit Mishkan. Yeah. You're masking with me? You're not masking? Okay, so we'll say it again. It's a pashat daher. You know, normally when you learn the pshat is that one takes precedence over the other. You don't build a Mishkan on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, I guess, is more important than whatever, however you want to say it, more than Mishkan. But you see, even more than that, what is Shmira Shabbos? What is it? It's the Shmira Shabbos is the Lamed Tes Malachas. And all the Lamed Tes Malachas is Vas is Arangegangen in Binyan HaMishkan. So, Kilo, all the Binyan HaMishkan at the Das is the Mahus of Shabbos. Yeah. In halacha vet gebracha beisai, and I want this is a meyidik avot based on what Roshiva said. Roshiva said a meyidik avot. We can live without a mishkan, without a beis hamikdash. Klal Yisrael survives. Abon Shabbos, chayich, not chayich beisai. Klal Yisrael on Shabbos nitchayich. So the Torah is teaching us. Shabbos takes preference. It's not just physical, technically, halachically. Aber Rabbi Sai, Shabbos is mehr wie Mikdash. Now, why is Shabbos more than Mikdash? Well, das ist Mishkan allein. Das ist Hashchin allein in Stub allein. Das ist in the Stub. It's in the house. We want to go back to the oil of the Ovis. The Kiddush of the oil of the Ovis. Shashchina, that the Shechina comes. But das ist Shabbos. You know, Rabbi say, what is Shabbos? It's the name from the Rebbeinu Shleimah. It's one of the names of the Rebbeinu Shleimah. Shabbos in Shtub meint as the Rebbeinu Shleilam is in the house. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is here. Rabbi Yanti, the main Sidrush, you think it's a Drush? It's halacha. You know, the Maril brings down that the Shulchan of Shabbos needs to be a four-legged table. You shouldn't have a three-legged table. Maril, it's more than Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because it has to be doimed to the Shulchan to be doimed to the Shulchan. Maril, it's a halacha. So it's gebracht in halacha. Shulchan Aruch. Their Shabbos tish, yeah, the Shabbos tish. We all know that the lechem aponim, the 12, right, it's brought down in Zaya, many a makbid on it. The zmiris of Shabbos, that gebracht is as evi the levim, and the vine is as evi the nesachim, and right, and the carbon, is beyach, is chalz. The Shabbos is the Ashras Hashchina by Klal Yisrael. So Rishiva was saying, Rishiva Ramesh Zatzal was saying, and I heard the same Yisayfer of Pamzeh Chetzadik Levrach, my Rebbe, he used to say over this Yisayd, Klal Yisrael da Fashtein, that we survived without a Mikdash. But Shabbos on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael on Shabbos, the Chayach. Mishkan. Mishkan means the Rebbein Shem dwells among us. So what part is the Mishkan? And what part do we do? And the Teretz is Rabbi Sai, V'asu li. We make, what do we make? We make Mikdash, Ahelig Amatziv. We make Kedusha. Shabbos is Kedush. It's Kedusha Shabbos. We make the Matziv Zozayn Helig. Rabbi Shalom Shaft Mishkan. Shabbos is a word in Pasuk, Rabbi Sai. Here, maskim, chzal brisk, chzal brisk habayisay. Va'as li, what do? We make mikdash. The Mishkan is not a mikdash. It's not. The Beis HaMikdash can be read, and it's called the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Talk about it when we get to Beis HaMikdash. Aber the Mishkan, Mishkan is va'as li. What do? You do a matziv mikdash halik. Umemela, ich, the Rebbeinu Shlom, v'shachanti. You know, the Mishkan moves around. Is there a ground to the Mishkan? I was thinking about it this week. I'm sharing with you Alam Achshav. I don't know if it's even Mesudah, because I still have to come back at Esai to the Arvaniki. Because Rebbe was Nata, a tree, Leves Chasnusai. So I asked you where it comes from, what? Huh? So I told you, Matan Torah, Atzei Shittim, huh? The trees, everything from Har Sinai, from Maimon Har Sinai, becomes what a chelik of the Chasnus. That's just Shena Drush Teva, okay? But let's get back even tiefer, because what is it? It's about the what? It's about the Bayis. It's about the Beis HaMikdash, the Veshachanti, the Yiddish Shtub, right? It's all connected. Interesting. It's all connected. Yeah? Okay. But I was thinking to myself, was there a floor to the Mishkan? It's not Reb Chaim Torah like this on Sukkah. It's four walls, but is there din karka? Right? That's such a shaila. Huh? The what? Yeah, but is it a Shem Karka? Do you have a floor? Like in the, you want to say something interesting. I'm sorry that you... You know, let me tell you, there's two types of shiurim I say. One that I prepare, which is not that good. Usually when I prepare, it's not so good. And one is when I say, you know what, I'm not... Whatever comes to my head, I let the faucets run. Okay, the faucet's running now, I say. Okay? You know what's interesting is that the one thing that the Beis HaMikdash needed more than anything else. Makriv Afi Shem Bai is Bani. What is the one thing that it needed? Ritzpah. No? That's in Santa Ara? Ben Teres, into Santa Ara? You see, now I start to enjoy this year. You see, it's I said I wasn't, I don't enjoy it, now I'm starting to enjoy this year. Yeah? Came to my head. Let's talk Lemaisen. Yeah? Yanti, yeah? Good?
Yeah.
That's the one thing a Beis HaMikdash needs. Makriv Afi Pishayim Bai is Bani, Abim Dafa Miritzpah. I always say that's the Vart. Shualim Hilchu Bai. What is the Shualim Hilchu Bai? What's the say? Alzeo Yodaveli Beinu Aleilu Chashkei Neinu Atzishai Shualim Hilchu Bai. It's the Ek Welt Shualim Hilchu Bai. Grad the Rabbi Yechon had gegangen and gelacht of them. Rabbi Kiva gegangen and gelacht of them. So when I gelacht it, it was a joke. He was laughing. Shualim Hilchu Bai. He stayed to Chayasel. Zeo Yodaveli Beinu Aleilu Chashkei Neinu. Tell me, Yidei Nashim Rachmania is Bishlu Yaldeyan. Now that's not about Zeh, the Ritzpah Sazara. Why the Ritzpah Sazara? What do I mean? The Mashah says when there's no Ritzpah, there's Shualim. Purusha Mashah from Gemara. It's a sign that there's no binyan whatsoever. So we thought even if there's a Chubin, about Kapanim Akabin, Epis, because you can't be Makriv unless you have the Ritzpah Hazar. It's one of the Tnoyim. So Zeh Yodavel Bein. We can make Epis Akeshim and Dilba. Epis something. I feel in Shkin Karbin. Shuala means there's no Ritzpah. No Ritzpah means there's no. So even if Ain Bayis Bonnie, you know, the walls, you don't need the wall, but you need the Ritzpah. I don't want to get into the discussion today. Yeah, what they have on walking on the Harabayis and Karbonis with Vilderei, it's klar in the Halach and the Rambam. You need Ritzpah Sazara to be makiv a carbon. That's klar. When it does, is alzel yodavel. Alei lechashku came dark. Yeah. So what's the teretz, Mister? Even though we don't have Beis HaMikdash. We have the bias. Does a Mishkan have a Ritzpah? That's what I want to get back to. Does a Mishkan have a Ritzpah? Zevi Basuk. Zichanat, right? It ran around.
I
saw a Shal Shachuva safe, and I don't have time to look at it. I didn't have a chance to look at it. It caught my eye. That the Ritzpah was a nest, it went with the Mishkan, it went with them.
And they disassembled it.
Oh, but the Mishkan went with. What's what?
And they disassembled it. They have different.
What? You have a kasha?
What's
your kasha? On a nest, that's your kasha?
Yeah, I'm asking. Like,
you understand anything about the happening in the Midbar? Du verstehst, Epis verstehst du doch hier in Midbar? Huh? So, Lisa, was willst du?
Was willst du?
Tell me some. The things that you think you understand?
No.
The older you get, Rabbi Isai, you're going to learn this. As life goes on, even the things that you took for Dvarim Pshut make sense. They don't make sense. Nothing makes sense. There's nothing. Even as Ashar is Ashar, and Adar, it's also going to be. The Rabbi Shem is devising that that's the facts of what's in front of you, that's what it is. Getting back to the Shaila, yeah? Could be a Mishkan doesn't have a Ritzpah. You know why a Mishkan doesn't have a Ritzpah? Because the truth is, it's not grounded anywhere. A Mishkan travels because it's not negated to where it is. There's no Makkum for the Mishkan. The Mishkan's Avuz Asuli Mikdash. You don't need a place. You need the mikdash. Wherever this kaidish, when the macht kaidish adatan, the Rabbeinu Shalem dwells. Bilvavi mishkan efnech. So let's talk about the Eitzim of Yankiv Avinu. The Eitzim of Yankiv Avinu durchgegangen Mitzrayim, eingeweckt. It was eingeweckt with whatever happened in Mitzrayim. All the Nisyanis, and all the Yisurim, and all the Tefilas, and all the Kisuf. The Rabbeinu Shalom in Mitzrayim, Das is Gevendi Beima. These are the trees, yeah, the sap of the trees of the Atzei Shittim. And it had to go with them out of Mitzrayim, and I had to go with them through Kriyas Yamsuf. All the pshat is, that it had to be in Atzei Shittim the Torah, Har Sinai. I want to tell you over another thing. I saw an interesting medrash. The medrash says that trees grew in the Midbar. It's a medrash rabba. Chukas, Yates Chavav. It grew. Things grew. There was navigation.
Vegetation.
Right? Yeah. In the Midbar. Why? Be'erishul Miriam. No, irrigation is to make. Navigate. He said it right. Was it growth? Okay, so you know what?
Agriculture.
I don't agriculture. Good, you're happy. Everybody's happy now. Good. Mara mechado, mara mechado, v'loy pligi. Mara mechado, mara mechado, v'loy pligi. Nobody's there. So you're all saying the same thing. Lemaisa, where did it grow from? Zok the medrash, Be'erai shel Miriam. Alright. And from the Be'er Shalmiyam, at Megati Beimem, at Gahat Alapadesim, everything. It's a Medrash. Because the Medrash asked Nesachim, where did they get Nesachim from? So Bishloim, I guess he's not asking on what? On the flower, the Menachis. Why is the Kash only on the Nesachim, huh? Kash is only on the grapes, the Nesachim. Or the flower, where did they get the flower from? At the Mon? You have to work on it a little bit. But Akapanim, the Nesachim is Akashin Medrish Chavetzah, yeah? So one pshat, Reish Lakish Zakt, remember the grapes that the Meraglim brought? You remember such a Zakh? From these grapes they made Nesachim. Say Zakh the Medrish. Makes sense, right? Why? Because it has to be a Tikkun. The Meraglim, the Tikkun, Chet Egel, the Mishkan, yeah? Okay, good. No, I mean, it's Pshatav, yeah? There's even a medrash that says that the Atzei Shittim, like I spoke to you, the Shittim comes from the Benais. No? Shittim? Shazanu b'Shittim. So it's a tikkun, they use the woods for the Mishkan. Huh? Yeah, good. Medrashim. Shene gishmaki medrashim. Ya, abeisai? I want to zoom in on the Be'er Shel Miriam. Be'er Shel Miriam. Favas is Be'er Shel Miriam. See? It's Yankiv Vinu mit Mitzrayim. But then there's another pshat. Sie gewachsen durch Be'er Shel Miriam. What is Be'er Shel Miriam? Let's talk a minute. What was Miriam's Be'er? Rashi, Bamidbar, Chav, Be'er. We know the Medrash. B'schus Miriam. B'schus Miriam. We had the Be'er. Why? Why was the Be'er B'schus Miriam? So Mustam, we have to give a whole shiur, but why is the Mon B'schus Meisha? And why is the Anon B'schus Arim? We'll do it one day. Chamol Kumen Atag Mitastan. But why is it that the Be'er was B'schus Miriam? So there's an interesting medrash. The medrash Rabbe Bamibbe Pashalev Piskebeis. She said Shira Alayom. Since she said Shira Alayom, Chachidosh Miriam. Took up the Sahisairis, Hatzikragin Vasser Schusim, Vasser. Before she medrash. Be'er, Yam, okay, a medrash. There's a ton of the Be'er Eliyahu which I saw. I didn't see it inside, so the Kliyaka brings it. The ton of the Be'er Eliyahu brings a Kliyaka. Miriam was mazen, right? Shifru Pua. So b'schus v'tchayenes ha'yeladim, mezen. So water, food. Yeah, good. Yeah, nishkut avugayim. Okay, see a gewaldig. Yeah. Was fragst? Was willst du von mir? Eines gemein, Miriam.
She went poo to
the. Fragst da gut de kasha. I'm all for na kasha starten ja. Okay. Sometimes the kind of just.
She good.
Yeah, you're right. It's all tired. Good. But I want to get to Rabbeinu Bechai. You ready? Rabbeinu Bechai is zakt. Yeah, Rabbeisai. Yeah. Abloom, her. The Rebbe Rav Pamvot had to know from that word. I think he would have been very happy with this. What's Zis? You know why Miriam was the Be'er, zakt Rabbeinu Bechai? Bamibachav pasig beis, vatisatzev Miriam merachayk ladas Sie gestanden bei dabei, wenn mit da reingeworfen Meish, when they threw Meish into the yard. You look at the Sifse Chacham, he brings up an art. It's also Sifse Chacham. So she put him into the water, and because of that, the schus of the bear. What's the taich? Rabbi Salam Eichzog, it says, Mufurish Rambam. The Rambam says that Miriam got Saras to speak against Meish Rabbeinu. Do you realize, wieviel sie lieb got Meish Rabbeinu? She loved Meish Rabbeinu. She sick no atzma. She put herself in tremendous danger to save Meish Rabbeinu when she threw him into the water. Sick no atzma. And after Pekin, because she said and she didn't mean, and then and she still got Saras. Kalschkein ve meredin ve mehotnish li bianim. Und was mir redt, hat mir sicher gewonnen, nicht kein schöner Reit. I'd be scared. I'm scared. That's what the Rambam wants. Zache is Ashasa le Kim le Miriam. She loved him and she cared for him and she was Moshe Nefesh for him. And she didn't say anything and Afal Pekin. So can you imagine? Okay. What's Siknat? We're going to grace the Sakona to save Moshe Rabbeinu HaMesiras Nefesh. This Mesiras Nefesh hat gebracht Be'erai Shel Miriam. Be'erai Shel Miriam. You know, wie ist Beitzach, the Sheirish of a Mishkan? The Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. I say Beitman a Mishkan. That is, the walls of a Mishkan don't exist. You know, there's wood and there's wood. Ashtikel Holtz. There's not no Ashtikel Holtz. Mother says, Kira is Beisai Meyed Olav. The walls speak sometimes volumes of what happens within the walls of something. Kira is Beisai Meyed Olav. What you put into the walls, the Kedusha that you put into it, that's the Ve'osuli Mikdash. Das Vilin Chazal, as the Shtub is Heilig. Das is Heilig, the walls. That's what creates Mikdash. Shaykh v'shachanti b'saychum. Then it becomes the Rebbein Shem's Mashu Shechinasai. I see the time. There's a lot more to it, but I want to end with a Maisa Rebbeisai. He's already jumping to close the... Sometimes the story is the whole shir. This story is the whole shir, Rebbeisai. When my son, Yisrael Meir, my last son, his bris was Erev Shabbos Rish Chodesh Chanukah. It was the last days of Shchedesh, the last okay, Chanukah. The Sandik was Reb Shmuel Birma. Reb Shmuel told me I should pick him up from the yeshiva at 6 o'clock in the morning. The bris was, I think, 8. Tavi was 7. I should pick him up 6, a quarter to 6 in the yeshiva. Okay. It's winter. It's pitch black outside. It's not a car. There's not a light in the whole building. A light in the whole building, yeah. Quarter to six, probably even earlier. 20 to 6, I was already there. Yeah. 20 to 6. He's upstairs, Reb Shmuel, in his shir room, which is a classroom. Today is shir room. It's a palathia, yadena, zainapa. It's a regular classroom. Reb Shmuel gave shir in a classroom, yeah. Okay. I should pick him up from the room. Okay, I come in. Pitch black. I'll tell you, the whole building's pitch black except for in the light in the room. I walk in, Reb Shmuel Feshteitzach is sitting and learning. Might have been there already from who knows when. How many hours he was there before, who knows. We leave the room, and in the mirror, as you go down the steps, there's a window where you can look into the Beis Medrash. Right before, by the Ezra's Nashim, on the side, there's a window. The only thing that was lit was the Ner Tomid. And it was bright. It had a glow. I don't know if it was me or it was the moment. I became very nisragish. I looked at the mirror yeshiva. Yeshiva. Something halic. It was beautiful. So I turned to Reb Shmuel and I said to him, Shiva, give our cook the besmetish. It shines. It glows. It's beautiful. It's quiet. Still, shame, prachtig. See, he looks at me, he goes, what's so beautiful about it? I said, I don't know. I Just there's something about it that's beautiful. It's moving. I'm moved by it. What should I tell you? He says, you see the shtendis, and it's a brach, and it's a shas in the shtendis. You see the shafkis, they're broken, they're old, it's a shmet in the chairs. What's so beautiful about it? He asked me this. So I said, Rosh Hashiva, I don't know, you know how much Torah was learned? The Mira Torah, by Rabbi Ginsberg, Abba Berman, Gedolei Yisrael sat on these chairs. It's the same chairs, the same shtenders, the same tables. So he says, that's what I wanted you to tell me. That's what I wanted to hear from you. I want to know what is so beautiful about it. It's these alte shtenders. It's these broken tables. He says, the heintige Dorf versteht nicht, and they push me and they force me. So banayin the besmedrish. The new hanhala, they want me, you should polish it, I update it, his overin, modernized. When ich halt stark und ich los nicht, he tells me. Ich halt stark und ich los nicht. Auf der Schenkeit von der Besmeidisch, der zerbrochene alte Holz, der Ständes, der zerbrochene alte Holz, the tables. Auf der Seite, he built beautiful Binyanim today. Baruch Hashem. Nothing against beautiful Binyanim. There's ways how to build beautiful Binyanim. So sein eingesappt. Mit Kedusha, mit Harz, mit Mesiras Nefesh. It's a whole different. Beautiful Binyanim sometimes doesn't look what we think is beautiful Binyanim. Yeah. And with this, I just end one more vote. I'm sorry, I'm very, very moved by this whole shir. So if you don't mind, give me another second.
It says we're judged by Ner Shulchan Mita.
Huh?
Ner Shulchan Mita and the Kiwis. That's lovely when we're up in front of Bezdin. That's four things we'll judge
that. Okay, Kiris. That's I'm telling you, the Kiris. The, what are the... Oh, so I want to tell you, the Hysaf, the last part of the Vardar is Shiva, that we don't need a Mikdash, we need Shabbos, his Marshal. Shiva brings a Marshal. It's in the... He says, you notice that Goyim, the Christians... Their churches are big, fancy, like blocks long, campuses, ganze. He says, was a shul, a yeshiva? Four zerbrochene walls, mit that zerbrochene tish. And our yeshiva lived in some other world, I guess. But that's what he says. He says, why is it that way? What happened to the binyan hamefuer of a base knesses? What's... Now, he's not arguing. I don't have the time to go into Chmei Shtetach. Beis Hashem will fire. We could talk about that a different time. But Rashi was saying, Lamaisa. The shul could be any four walls. He says, well, das ist nicht der Iker. The Iker is the Shtub. The Iker, Shashra, Sashchina, is nicht in the Besmedrish, necessarily only. But it's by the Yid Alein in Shtub. And the Shabbos, the Shtub, takes precedence over Esmikdashi Tiro. She was to teach us Lalami. He's throughout the Dairis, but the Knesses were not necessarily because of this. Hazei Shteit or Shiva and Vam Leisha. Abesai, the Shtub, the Vamkeit, Kedusha, the Hava, and the Das Shaft for us only Mikdash. And then the Rebbeinu says, Vishachanti Besai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.